cover letter, the package contents, and the return address. And those links are all downloadable and will convert to a Microsoft Word document. And once you save them onto your computer, hard drive, and then open that file from Word, you can go in and edit it like you would any other Word document. Does that answer your question?
I think so. I'll just have to play with that a little bit. So I need to save it first is the bottom line.
Please, yes, that's what it'll work for you. When a window will pop up and it'll say, do you want to open or save? So you're going to save it to your documents and then open up Word and then do File, Open in Word, and then open that document that you saved in My Documents, and then you'll be able to edit it just like any other Word document.
Thank you.
Any other general questions about...
Tracy, I'm sorry. I missed, I guess, the beginning of what you were saying to do that. Where am I doing that from?
Okay, so click on Marketing Tools.
Marketing Tools. Yep, okay.
And then click on the left-hand side where it says Ningxia Red Lead Program.
Yes, okay.
And then do you see the documents?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Okay, so those documents download as Word documents, docs, and you have to save them to your hard drive.
Oh, okay, I'm with you. I got it. I just didn't know where you, that's very basic.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tracy?
Yes.
Is there a certain size or brand label that we should get that will match this format?
Yes. It is the Avery, and Ames, turn the recorder off because I might be wrong. 8103, I think. It's the one with three labels across. Do you see the picture?
Right, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's the little one that goes on the baggie of Ningxia and on the back of the DVD, not the big label.
Okay.
It might be 5260.
Well, that's the thing. It depends on the brand and depends on how old and but it's, you know.
They have 30 labels per sheet. This
exactly.
Size.
That's the one.
It's frustrating sometimes when you buy a pack and then you get it home and then it's just not, you know, it misses it. So like the last, you know.
I will give you a tip on that. What I do is I print just one of the Word documents on a regular piece of paper.
Right.
And I take that paper to the copy store with me to line it up.
Okay.
Any other questions about features while we're here and doing a special daytime training call?
Yeah, Tracy, this is Carol.
Uh-huh.
And I have a question. I haven't heavily used this system yet, but I have done some advertising with the with the domain with the my name.
Okay.
And I get the message every day that you've had one or two or three hits, but nobody is filling out the thing on the landing page, so I'm getting no lead information. Why is that happening, do you think?
Yeah, let me talk about that. And then for people who are recording the call, I'm going to ask that you stop so that we only have an hour-long advance call, and because you're going to send it to me, and I don't want to upload this conversation onto the back office. And for people who are not going to send it to me, go ahead and record away. So a couple of things there just about internet marketing, and I'm going to take a step back and say that, one of the things that I really strongly suggest is that the first thing that you focus on is how do I get people into my contact manager? And what a lot of people do is they focus on how do I get people to my website? And they miss that the important step is getting them into the contact manager. And so rather than just focus on your individual question, I'm going to diverge a little bit and say, just think about it a different way. Like your goal is to get people into your contact manager because by far where most people make decision purchases is not the first time they visit a website. It happens rarely, but that's not it. It happens after continued relationship building. And in a lot of cases, 9, 10, 11 contacts later, and I define contacts as telephone contacts, email contacts. You send them a brochure in the, snail mail version contacts. that down the road after you build a relationship is when people end up making a decision to get involved with you in your business. And that doesn't happen until they're in their contact manager. So how do you get people into your contact manager? One way is that you add them. And so if James and I were riding, you know, down the street together in a bus, and I said to him, James, what do you do for a living? And he said, oh, well, you know, I do counseling at school. I'm a school counselor. I'd go, wow, that's a great profession. And it's really, you know, normal that he would ask me back, well, what do you do for a living? And I would say, well, I have an internet-based marketing business. And he might ask me about that. And I would say to him, gosh, I would love to send you some information about this business. And, you know, do you have an email? And do I have permission to send you some some messages about, because you could do this too. And this is really on the spot, and it would come across far more refined than that. But the point is that I do not at this point say, gosh, James, what you should do is go to greatoils.com. I say, do you have an email message, and may I send you some follow-up messages? And I come home, and I click on contacts, and then I click on add a new contact, and then I click James Niederlin, James's email address. I put him into the contact category of prospects,
yeah,
which means he never goes to the landing page. He bypasses the landing page. We don't ask him to refill out that little application form. He starts getting the autoresponder messages, and the autoresponder messages link him back to the Ningxia website or to the business website, bypassing the landing page. And so then he's in my contact manager, and he can go back and visit the website, and he never hits that first landing page. So that's one way to get, you know, to get the goal, which is to, you know, follow up messages. The second way is that you could go to marketing tools, and you could click on the buy leads option. And right now what I am hearing from Marketing Sense users is they are going with the leads that are the business opportunity seeker leads, and they are having relatively well success. And we're not going to talk about, you know, defining what success is on this call, but that's the one that people are, you know, doing right now is the BizOp leads. And they are the least expensive leads available in the system, and they're called real-time BizOp leads. Okay, and so the same thing. Once they come into my system, they're going to get those automated messages, and they're going to bypass that landing page and go right back to my website. And so that's the second way to get them into the contact manager. The third, and really my focus of the third way, is if James says, you know, to me, well, do you have a website? I say, yeah. And I'd like to do two things. I'd like to send you some email messages, and I'd like you to visit my, you know, website. And so, again, you know, I'm going to give him my website address, but I'm also going to ask him if he'll give me his email address so that I can ensure he gets into the autoresponder. And if he goes and visits and that front page, you know, stops him, then it stops him. Now, does that answer your question? And then I'll go on just one more point.
Kind of, yeah. My thing is, like, I did a magazine ad with various websites, and I noticed that the, you know, the Marketing Sense one, you know, if anybody went there, they did not fill out the landing page. So my thing is, like, if you advertise it, you're not sitting on a bus meeting them or meeting them in person, you're doing an ad, it seems that people are not willing to fill out the landing page thing to go through the website.
Tracy,
well,
can
that's
I?
Why I'm not could, getting the lead, is that correct?
Could I talk on that just for?
Let me just say one more point, James, and then I'm going to toss it right over to you. And I have, you know, dozens of people coming to my website on a daily basis and hitting that landing page. And my experience is about 35% of them make themselves a prospect. And those are the people who I, you know, want to, well, let me just say that those are people who now are engaged and they're in the contact manager and they're serious about following up. I do not have the experience with Marketing Sense that nobody, you know, fills out that contact manager. And I would not ever get on this call and tell people, you do have the ability to take that short application form off your landing page. But I would never tell you to do that, because then even if you had thousands of visitors to your website,
no,
you never engage them to the
right
prospect level. So, James, go ahead.
Well, what I have found, this is from my experience, that the people that are going to be attracted to this web kind of thing and fill out a little form and go into a website are internet people. And far more effective in a financially cost-effective way for me to attract people to the Marketing Sense website than putting an ad in a magazine is to use something like Google AdWords. It's driving a lot of people to my website. I get a lot of hits, and I get a lot of people that end up being prospects on my on Marketing Sense. Or the Ningxia page, really. I drive them to the Ningxia one through Google AdWords. And I'm only paying per person that looks at my website. I'm not with an advertisement in a magazine. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to look at that magazine that aren't even going to see my ad, you know, that I'm paying for. But
right,
with Google AdWords, I'm only paying for somebody that clicks through to my website. They may not fill out the form on the website, but I'm only paying per person that actually looks at my website. So I found that to be a much more powerful and cost-effective way to advertise than advertising in a magazine.
And let me just add, James, to what you just said. You know, this is just our personal experience, and you and I have had these conversations before. We've been working on the internet for quite a few years, and that, you know, for someone who is looking at doing cold market advertising, and now I'm not just talking about internet, because Marketing Sense could be used by someone who doesn't know Google or, you know, doesn't know some of the internet-based features but really wants to advertise, you know, in off-internet, you know, mainstream. What you know, I would say to you is that this is your business, and every business who, you know, is doing cold market lead generation should arrive at what their monthly advertising budget is. And then what most advertising specialists would tell you is it needs to be diversified and long-term and a number of different sources. And so I would not ever consult anyone to get all of their eggs in one basket. So they might do some magazine advertising in addition to, they might do some Google advertising in addition to, they might do some purchasing of the leads from the lead store. And once you got all of those bases covered, your risk is going to be lower. And if you attach that not to, you know, what is the latest, greatest opportunity, which sometimes I get concerned when I hear people, you know, want to get involved in these, I don't even know what to call them, you know, advertising opportunities that cost $15,000. If you do that, you might have really great results, and you might lose $15,000, which, you know, is one way of proceeding with your business. What I'm saying is that if you say, I'm going to spend $1,000 every month on advertising, and then from that I'm going to diversify and pick five different sources and choose $200 going into each source, your goal should be to have an ongoing stream from multiple sources of people who are keeping your pipeline full.
Okay.
Could I ask you, if you have, like, friends that just want information about product, what would be the best email campaign to put them into?
Oh, that is a great question. And I would go to the contact manager. I would add a new contact. And let me say that all questions everyone asks is a great question. I didn't mean to judge your question being better than anyone else's. Go to the contact manager, click on add a new contact, fill out their first name, their last name, their email address, and then the lead category would be customers. And the customers campaign is about all of the products in the product line. And just to let everyone know, you know, our goal is to have one message every 5 days for a year, which ends up being 72.3 messages. And those are all being written and created, and it's about the personal care line, it's about the oils, it's about the Ningxia Red, it's about, you know, the supplements, and it's with fun, you know, recipes and just information about the product line. And the link takes them bypassing the landing page back into the websites. So that's the campaign I would use.
Thank you.
So, Tracy, what I'm hearing you say is that the customer is a very good place to put people, even if they're not already enrolled in my organization as a customer. It would be good for prospects, too.
Well, let me clear up a couple of things about what I just said. First of all, never, ever, ever add a contact to the contact manager that they don't know you're doing that. And if you add a new contact, and in every time you hear me talk, you say, I asked if I could send them some emails. And it would be bad internet marketing, for lack of a better term, bad internet marketing. It would be, in some states, illegal. It would be, you know, just general bad form if you started sending emails to people who you didn't first ask their permission. And so if you had a friend who you thought might be interested in some of our products, don't just add them. Don't just go into your Outlook and start adding friends to the autoresponder messages. You know, contact that person and say, you know, I'd love to share some information with you about these products and just these products. Can I send you some emails? And if you feel confident that they're not going to be, you know, surprised that they're getting these messages from you, then add them. And then the second thing, James, is that the customer, you know, autoresponder campaign is meant as the goal of that campaign is to retain your existing customers and increase the products that they use from Young Living by elevating their level of education. And so, for example, someone might not know in the course of them being a customer about the VitaGreen product, and by sending them an educational follow-up message about the VitaGreen product, they might decide that that's a product that they would need to purchase. And as a customer, we hope that they're either going to call you with that order or email you with that order, or they're going to call Young Living customer order entry and have a member ID number that they're going to use when they, you know, place an order for that product that we just newly educated, and that volume is going to show up in your organization. The customer autoresponder campaign is not written with the intention or goal to take people through the sign-up process.
Yeah, that was my understanding, and that's why, and that's how I've been using it for people that have enrolled as existing customers.
Okay, Tracy, so if I want to send people who are at this point prospects, but they're not customers, is there a way they can be added, you know, signed up under prospect and get the customer autoresponders?
Could you answer that question one more time?
Yeah, if I have prospects, they're not signed up yet.
Yes.
Can I sign them up as, you know, like you're saying, fill my friends in or people I meet on and out as a prospect, but send them the customer autoresponders campaign? Or do I have to sign them up as if they're already signed up as customers?
Okay, so a couple of things. Well, first of all, to answer your question, like really literally, you can do whatever you want. It's your system, and nothing, there is no hard and fast rules about what you do with your system. To provide everyone on the call with some information, if how the email campaigns are written is there is a business site and there is a product site. And so if it says Ningxia, it is relating to the product site. And if it doesn't say Ningxia, it's relating to the business site. So that's number one. And then number two, if it says leads, we are assuming that this is someone who has never been to your website, and they will be directed to the landing page that you choose in your configuration setup. If it says prospects, we are assuming that they're already in your contact manager, they've already been to your landing page. You can bypass that landing page and go to the first informational page of your website. So in other words, there's no short form for them to fill out if they're prospects. If they're distributors, we're assuming that they have signed up and are a distributor. If they're customers, we're assuming that they have signed up and that they are customers.
Right.
And there's two other categories. If they're warm market, those messages are people, you know, who are not signed up and you know them. And then sample sent is for people who specifically are doing the Marketing Tools Ningxia Red lead program, and that's a category where now you've sold them on trying Ningxia Red, and you move them manually from Ningxia Prospect to Ningxia Sample Sent because it begins to educate them on becoming a customer or distributor. So that's the philosophy behind the campaigns. And then the next part of your question, and stop me if I'm giving you too much information, is that, can I put a prospect into the customer campaign? And that's just on such an individual basis. I mean, if you had someone who was a prospect and they'd gone all the way through the prospect email messages, and now their status is they're not getting any autoresponder messages from me, it's free to put them into the customer campaign. And, you know, they haven't signed up, maybe they're on the fence, and you'd like them to continue to get follow-up messages from you, you might decide to put them into, you know, manually move them from the prospect to the customer campaign, and there would be nothing wrong with that. I mean, sure, you could do that. But just understand there's not going to be anything in those customer campaigns presenting them with the idea that they need to sign up, because we're assuming when we wrote them that they are already signed up.
So the best place to put somebody brand new that hasn't been through the prospect autoresponders, but I want them to get the customer autoresponders, I load them in as how? More market?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some really specific questions. You have a person who you know,
mm-hmm.
and this person who you know, they're not signed up.
Right.
And have they ever been to your webpage?
No, let's say no.
Okay, and do you want them to sign up as a distributor?
Let's say right now I want them to get the customer campaign that where you're talking about, they're going to see all the different products.
Okay.
How do I fill it out to get them to get that campaign?
So what you do is you add new contact. You put their first name, their last name, their email address, their phone, their city, state, and zip if you have it. And then it says contact category. And it's a drop-down menu. And it says leads, prospects, distributors, customers, warm market, et cetera. So you would highlight customers, and then you would click submit. And that would put them into that autoresponder category.
Okay, so add new contact, click customer, click submit, and that will give them the customer product campaign. Correct?
Any other questions while we're online?
I have a quickie where you talk about sending them the sample. On the Marketing Sense, it says ask them for their Visa card number. I mean, I'm really new at this. I wouldn't even know what to do with their Visa card number. Do you ask them to send them like $5 or whatever to cover shipping and handling? Or
okay,
how do
so
you?
Let me say this. Like, define I'm really new at this. You're really new at being a distributor. You're really new at Marketing Sense.
Mm-hmm.
marketing sense and
okay.
being a distributor. Well, being a both.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And so what I would say to you is that be careful about confusing yourself by joining advanced calls, you know, if you're really just getting started. And I don't mean to sound at all, you know, condescending, but it is all a process. And when I first learned about the Marketing Sense system, it seemed really confusing and overwhelming to me. And now after using it for a year, I'm, you know, catching on to some of those other things. And so definitely the Ningxia Red Lead Program and how to set up the merchant account so that you can take credit card information and charge them $5 and all of those things is more of an intermediate step. And so just, you know, I just don't want you to feel overwhelmed with trying to learn everything all at once.
That's why I was wondering if there was another way to rather than doing a Visa account, is there another way to ask them for their money to send them the samples?
Like, how would that be?
I don't know. Send me a check.
Sure, you could do that. There's nothing wrong with you accepting checks.
Tracy?
Yes.
This is Quinn in Pennsylvania again.
Hi there.
When you just mentioned about establishing a merchant account, is that information available on here, or is that something that you do separately?
Okay, so I always feel like when we are on these conference calls, I have to, you know, give you more information than just a specific answer to your specific question. So when you click on the marketing tools, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that the lead store takes you to a different page. And so the Leads to Wells lead store.
Or I've been there. I just didn't realize that they had that they have an opportunity to do a merchant account.
Yeah, they do. And I recognize that, you know, the holidays came in December and we kind of, didn't get all the training out that we needed to about the merchant account. Yes, it's there. Yes, it's integrated. It's very simple to use.
Oh,
and
that's great.
We're right now lining up another, like, half dozen training calls with them so that they can come on and answer exactly those kind of questions.
Okay. Thank you.
But, yeah, but the reason I diverted when we started asking David about, you know, lead questions and label questions is his company really doesn't have anything to do with it. It's a total different company.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions for me or James while we're here online today?
I just would like to ask James about something that we discussed on December. Is James still there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just muted. I'm here.
I was on a conference call with you in December, and then we were talking about the landing page, page number 2, and at the time, you didn't know that when people go to the number 2, they just go to a short version. And you asked me to send an email to Tracy to talk about it, and I never did. So I'd like to know if you remember that, because
I remember that conversation, absolutely. And what we were discussing, Tracy, was for the Marketing Sense website, landing page number 2, which takes people directly to the Frank and Rose presentation, which I'm not even sure how long that's going to be there at this point with the changes coming up. But I wasn't aware at that time that it was just as, when it's used as a landing page, it's just a short form version of it, and then people have to fill out their contact information if they want to proceed further.
Yes, that's correct.
Then Tracy, we discussed the point that I suggest was, if we put Marketing Sense add an information saying something like, this is just a 40-second presentation or something like that, people wouldn't think that there is a long movie.
I
Because I put it in my chronometer, it's only 40 seconds, but I initially didn't choose that page just because of what we were discussing with James that day.
Okay. So
just a suggestion, you know?
It's a great suggestion, and I love input and I love feedback, and I definitely now have it noted as a suggestion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, thank you. I really appreciate the feedback, always. Any other questions while we're here? James?
At this time, I think I don't have any additional questions or anything really to discuss. It's been a great call. I'm glad David's coming back next week. Let us know as soon as you have a time and date confirmed.
Yeah.
And
as
this...
always, thank you for being here. And thank you for, you know, being on this call. And thanks for your continued training on the Saturday calls. You're fabulous.
Oh, thank you. And I am scheduled, I think, for this Saturday coming up.
Yeah, I think that we should, I think that the network's DNA and is really simple for, you know, people to download, and that would really increase the effectiveness because, you know, if you follow that through, you would get a notification when someone was on your site instantly, and a lot of people have their email set so it doesn't download for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and that would increase the probability that you could call someone to do a follow-up while they were still on your website.
Plus, it is a great way to get, if I get my whole organization on that, it's a great way to get messages, impromptu messages about, conference call in 10 minutes, out where they'll see it right away. I'm installing that feature as soon as we're off the call.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, is that really often I send out messages an hour before conference calls for people who are online and checking their emails, and it quite literally would come up, you know, on their taskbar, and they could look at it right there and it'd say conference call in, you know, X amount of minutes, and just serve as almost a notification alert, you know, for people who want to join the training call that night or day. All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and I'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.